Hello, good day.
Yes, I'm here.
Good day. Is this Kamira?
Jamari, yes, sir.
What is it?
Yes, this is Jamara.
How do you pronounce your name?
Jamara.
Jamara, with a J as in Jack or K as in kite?
J as in Jack.
Okay, so let's go right away and see if we can fix it.
Okay.
So I have J as in Jack, A as in Apple, M as in Mike, I as in Ice, R as in Ralph, I as in Ice, A as in Apple, H as in Harry.
Yes.
Jamira, right?
Jamira.
Jamira, okay. Gotcha. And last name is Shiro, Sherow.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for that. So, one more time, my name is Fernando with NEC Intake Line on a recorded line. And just to confirm that we can speak to you now, and contact you at this number in accordance with our privacy policy. Go ahead and state your full name and say yes, please. If not, you can just release the call.
Jamara Sherow, yes.
Okay. And we're experiencing heavy call volume now. Didn't want to make you wait. So if my information is correct, you, a friend or a family member, is interested in filing a claim for the NEC tort. Is that correct?
Yes.
Myra? Okay, so I'm going to ask you some intake questions to evaluate your case and hopefully refer you to an attorney that will be able to represent you on this. Are you currently being represented by an attorney?
No.
Okay, and I'm expecting you have, since you're going to be filing on behalf of the baby, you have the medical records and the baby's birth certificate, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I will need you to send me the medical record. How do you have the medical records? Are they on a file, on your email? Do you have them physically?
I have them on medical records.
You said, okay, 1 second. Okay, so you said you have the medical records, Jamira?
I have my medical record, yes, sir.
Okay, so go ahead and keep them handy because I will need for you to go ahead. You have them physically?
No, they're on medical records at the hospital.
Okay, yeah, it's evidently they have to be at the hospital. I'm trying to say, what I'm asking you is if you have them.
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, because this, I mean, just to let you know, you're going to be filing on behalf of the baby, and that's like me trying to want to do some type of procedure, and I don't even have my ID with me, you know what I mean? Because you're trying to file on behalf of the baby, but you don't have, when would you be able to have the medical records?
I'll have to go to your house at all? No. I don't have it at the moment. I can go to the hospital and then I can send them to you.
Okay, so look, the thing is this. I can go ahead and set you up and you know, you can get to a point that probably even sign a retainer and all. But if, to be honest with you, if the medical records are not on file, the case will just sit there on file and it will just sit there and stay, and pretty much we'll just be wasting our time doing this now. So when would you be able to get the medical records?
I can go here after this call and go up there and get them.
Okay, so you can, but my question is, when would you be able to send them?
Today, once I go up there to the hospital to get my medical records.
And the hospital is by house?
Yes, not too far.
Okay. Because that's very important, okay? Jamira, we definitely need the medical records. So I'm going to go ahead and count on that. I'm going to also give you a phone number where you'll be able to send that over as well, or an email where you'll be able to email it as well. And I'll go ahead and give you a little bit more information on that. All right? So for now, okay. Go ahead and provide me with the last four digits of your social security number, please.
Okay. 6219. And can I get that number for me?
Data. Yeah, I'll go ahead and give you a little bit more information. I will need for you to send me a picture of your ID, but and the baby's birth certificate. But you ready to write the number down? I can give you the number now.
Yes.
Okay, so that number would be 8844.
Okay.
971.
Okay.
0773.
0773?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 8844-971-0773. So you can send me the ID, the driver's license, the front part of it, and the baby's birth certificate, the picture, just the front part. Just two separate pictures, okay? This way it won't be blurry.
Okay.
Either. And what is your date of birth?
5/7/94.
Okay, so that's May 7th, 1994, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now go ahead and provide me with your data, with your home address, please.
5801 Curtis Black Road, lot number 5.
You said Curtis Lane Road?
Curtis Black. That's in the color?
Yeah, Curtis Black Road. Mm-hmm.
Lot 1. 5.
Lot 5.
Yes.
Okay, what's the zip code?
75650.
So I got 5801 Curtis Black Road, lot number 5. Hallsville, Texas, 75650. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and perform our verification process. It's going to be a verification of identity as a signer. It'll be 5 questions. I'll read them to you. As soon as you hear the answer, just let me know. I'll click on it, and we'll move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and start now. There you go. What color is your Mitsubishi Evander? Silver, blue, red, or none of the above?
Blue.
Which street have you lived on? Meadowood Place, FM 556, Hiker Way, or none of the above?
None of the above.
In which city?
556, sorry. Okay.
What is it?
556.
Okay. In which city is Quitman Street? In Pittsburgh, in Poughkeepsie, in Pierrot, or none of the above?
Pittsburgh.
Which of the following people do you know? Jimi Henderson, Marvin Clerk, Howard Bills, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Between 1994 and 1995, in which state did you live in? New Jersey, Mississippi, Maryland, or none of the above?
New Jersey.
Okay, so did you get a chance to send the birth certificate and the ID?
Oh, I can do that now. Hold on.
Okay, let me know once you send that, okay?
Okay. I'm trying to do it while in the car. Okay, hold on. There we go. Okay, that's the front. I'm sending the back. And then, I'm going to get you his birth certificate.
Let me know once you send it, all right? I'm waiting on that.
Okay, I'm sending it now. I'm sending it now. Hold on.
Okay.
I sent my ID to you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sending the birth certificate now.
Okay.
Okay, I have to send you the back of the ID as well. Because I don't know if I sent it. There it goes. I just sent it.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, and information for the government monitoring purposes, what ethnic are you?
Black.
African-American?
African-American.
Okay. So I'll let you know if the information was uploaded. In the meantime, what is the baby's date of birth?
Two, four, 19.
Okay, so that's February 4th,
2019? Yes, sir.
And the baby was diagnosed with NAC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. When was the baby diagnosed with that?
He was diagnosed March 8th of 2019.
Okay. And what is the last four digits of the social security number, the baby's?
I will have to pull that up. I don't have it on hand with me right now.
Okay. And, okay, when would you be able to get it?
I will have to search through my paperwork and find it.
That's very important as well. Okay. So you think okay. when would you be able to get it though? Like when would you be we need it to be on file, when would you be able to send it?
Probably sometime today or first thing in the morning.
It can't be no longer than 24 hours, okay? Otherwise okay. It would just be dismissed as well. So let me ask you, was the formal NEC diagnosed while you were still at the hospital?
Yes.
And one more time, you have not retained an attorney for this. This would be the first time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any other additional condition like death, development delay, growth failure, intestinal stricture, meningitis, peritonitis, porneal development, sepsis, or short bowel syndrome? Any of those or just the NEC?
Not just the NEC.
Who was the doctor that did the diagnosis and performed the treatment?
Dr. Johnson Gregory.
Dr. Johnson Gregory?
Jonathan Gregory.
Oh, Jonathan.
J-O-H-N-A-S-A-N. Jonathan Gregory.
You said J-O-N?
J-O-H-N. A-S-A-N, Jonathan Gregory.
Jonathan Gregory. Where did you go see Jonathan Gregory?
At Regional. On 4th Street.
Where?
Longview Regional Medical Center.
What is it called? Say it again, please.
Longview Regional Medical Center at the hospital.
Longview Regional Medical Center, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you have the doctor's phone number? Jonathan's phone number? Or you don't?
I don't have it right now at the moment.
Okay. Okay, I was just copying and pasting. I picked it up online.
You need me to look it up?
I just did. And okay. Do you have the hospital's phone number, or you don't either?
I believe it's 9037536688. Or 758 1818.
Okay, what was the baby's weight when the baby was born?
What was his weight?
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
He was Keldrick.
Kendrick?
Keldrick.
Keldrick.
He was, yes, sir. He was 3 pounds, 2 ounces.
Okay, and he was born and diagnosed at the same hospital, born and treated? At
yes,
Longview
sir.
Regional?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is your email address? I'm going to send you an email.
Jojo Henderson, 1994@gmail.com.
Jojo?
J-O-J-O.
Mm-hmm. Henderson.
Henderson? Yes.
1994@gmail.com. 1994@gmail.com, all right. Let me know once you receive the email, okay? And let me ask you, what is, do you have access to the baby's medical records and feeding schedule online, or you don't?
I don't.
Okay, so just remember what I asked is very important. We need the medical records, okay? Otherwise, the claim pretty much won't go anywhere. So, What was a baby given at the hospital? What baby formula?
Similac.
The Similac formula mixed with the cow milk base?
No. Water.
What was that? What'd you say? It was a Similac formula?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was a Similac formula mixed with the cow milk base, right?
It was mixed with water, cow mix.
It got mixed with water? Yeah, the formula was mixed with water, but besides, I mean, that's how it got to be diluted, but besides that, it was mixed with cow milk, right? Cow milk base.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, so just when they do ask you regarding that, just make sure you do, you know, you let them know that way that it was the Similac formula mixed with the cow milk base, okay? This way you shouldn't have any issues, right?
Yes, sir. And
did you receive the email, or you haven't received the email yet?
Let me go to my email. What would the email be under?
It'll be from Authentic Flow, Zoho Sign.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead and open it and click on start signing. I got you through it. Did you get it? Are you opening it?
Yes, I'm opening it. Just a moment.
So I'll have to guide you through it this way, because it has to be filled out a certain way, meaning that you're going to be filing on behalf of a baby. So let me know what's going on.
Okay. Okay, it says full name confirmed.
Okay, listen. Hang on one sec. Did you click on start signing and all that already?
Yes.
All right. I mean, it would have been nice if you would have let me know what's going on, you know. Try to advise. Did you hit a green continue? The green tab?
No. It's still saying start signing.
Okay. So go ahead and click on start signing.
Okay.
And then right when... Then you should see proceed to document.
Okay, it's uploading. Okay. Okay, now what?
Okay, so you already click on start signing?
No, I haven't clicked on anything. I just opened it.
Okay, did you click on proceed to document?
Okay, so right now I'm on the screen where it says HIPAA and notice privacy practices.
Yeah, I don't know how you went there, but you done skip a whole bunch. Can you go all the way back up, please? I mean, we could have did this really smooth, you know? I mean, I've done it like all day, all the time. I mean, it's really simple if you follow the instructions. I mean, step by step, we can get this over with within the next 2 minutes. But you keep going over. I mean, I don't know how you went to the HIPAA notice of privacy without even filling up the top.
That's what's on the same page. It's like one of two pages. Like it's going from one of one.
I know.
And then if I scroll all the way down, it goes one of two, one of five. It's on the same exact page.
Okay, so you should be on the first page on the fraud.
Fraud disclosure.
Okay, do you see your name there?
It just says empty space. It says full name, and then it has an X next to it. It don't see my name or nothing right there.
And it says that's where it says I confirm that everything I have disclosed pertaining to this claim is truthful to the best of my knowledge. That's what it says there.
Yes, sir.
And you don't see your name at all there?
I just clicked it, and then now it's showing my name.
Okay, so now you're not going to delete your name. You're going to add to your name OBO, which is on behalf of, and you're going to add the baby's name.
Okay. Now what? Hello?
Yeah, were you able to get that?
Yes, I did.
And then the next field should ask for your name again. Did you tap on the field? It should autofill the information.
Okay.
Now go ahead and enter the signature. Let me know
what you mean by it.
You can choose any of those signatures by default.
Okay, it's down there.
The date is correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that should take you to the HIPAA notice of privacy.
Okay.
Now go ahead and enter the baby's date of birth.
It's not letting me do that.
Was not, what was that? I couldn't hear you.
It's not letting me do his date of birth, and it's showing my name, and then when I do the date of birth, it's not doing it.
Okay, so go ahead and click on date of birth and let me know what year is the calendar on.
It's not pulling up at all. Like, it's not. It's just going to full name and then on behalf of, and then his name, date of birth, and then when I click date of birth, it's not saying his date of birth. Like, it's not letting me put his date of birth in.
And you already, and how about the were you able to put your signature in there?
Yes, the signature is in there. Copied and pasted from the first one.
Mm-hmm. Now just try to tap again on the field.
Okay, the only thing that it's doing is when I click it, it's just saying click this and click to agree and continue and start signing.
When you click it, it says agree and continue to start signing? Yeah, you have.
Yeah,
to,
that's definitely good.
That's the green tab.
Yes.
I explained that from the very beginning to tap on the green tab so you can allow you to enter the information on the form, but I guess you didn't hear.
Yes.
So go ahead.
I did that, but when I'm still putting in the date of birth, it's not pulling up. It's still saying click here and start signing.
What do you mean? Click here to start signing.
When I do the date of birth, it's just saying click here and start signing. That's, it says agree and continue. That's it at the very bottom. I'm still in HIPAA where it has the full name, which is my name, his name.
So go ahead and click agree and continue.
Okay.
Now go ahead and enter the date of birth.
Okay, and on the gender, I'm putting male.
It's your gender and your marital status. Make sure the date of birth is correct, please. It usually stays on 2024.
Okay, am I putting his or mine? The date of birth.
It's his date of birth, the baby's.
Yeah, I have his date of birth. It says gender.
Now it's your gender and your marital status. I said that. It's his date of birth, your gender, your marital status.
Okay.
Just make sure that his date of birth is correct. That's all.
It's correct.
Then once you put your gender, your marital status, go ahead and enter. It's going to take you to the acknowledgement part and to the signatures and to the last four digits of the baby's social. Were you able to get that?
I haven't been able to do that. I'm trying to do this right here, and then I still have to go through the paperwork, so I wasn't able to do all that yet. Okay, I don't have his social security card on hand with me, on me right now. Like you said, it will take it can take up to 24 hours. I have to have it in by then, but I don't have it on hand right now.
Okay, so put your last four for now, and I'll notate it. And medical diagnosis, you want to put NEC as well.
Okay. Okay, now what?
After you put medical diagnosis, tort type, you want to put NEC on consent release form. So tort
okay.
type, you put NEC, then put in your phone number, your email address, the signature, and then you can hit finish.
Okay, signature, consent and release form, signature. Okay, now it's saying consent and release form, and there's no finish button. I don't see that.
That's because you didn't finish. Did you click tort type? Did you pick NEC?
NEC, I did.
Okay, so just go back up and see that everything is filled out correctly. Make sure all the signatures are in, all the checks are in, and then you should be able to see a finish button all of a sudden.
Okay, I'm clicking finish now. You have signed this document.
Okay, so download it or email it back to yourself.
Okay.
And then after you do that, you can just go ahead and close that out now. So let me ask you, were your answers and your statements 100% honest and truthful to the best of your recollection today?
Yes, it was.
And no one coached you in any way or provided you with any answers or showed you what to say?
No.
Okay, so please be aware that Ms. Shiro, you will need to provide proof of the diagnosis of the feeding schedule from the hospital. If you don't have the proof already, you will need to get it as soon as possible so the claim can proceed. You will also have someone follow up with you within 24 hours from now to recollect the information. If you don't have the information, they will also help you obtain the information maybe by getting in contact with the hospital or the doctor, all right? Maybe on a three-way or something. So other than that, everything else have been said. I'm going to go ahead and bring the claimant specialist on the phone. They're going to be providing you the information to the attorney and finish setting you up, okay? So just keep in mind that you can always follow through and pretty much get to the point where you can sign the retainer and all, but if the medical records are not on file, it's going to be just a waste of time, all right? So
okay.
You said you're working on that now. that you would be able to spend it within the next 24 hours, and that you would go and get the medical records today, pretty much today afternoon or something. So you would be able to have them tomorrow. So if the claimant specialist might want to go over some of the questions to the answers that you have provided, and if you do answer them briefly, you'd be off the phone just in a few minutes. So just keep in mind that they might ask maybe what was the baby formula. Just keep in mind, answer them the same way you told me. It was the Similac formula mixed with the cow milk base. This way you shouldn't have any issues. And if they say, like, if it's a new or an existing claim, it's obviously a new one because this is the first time that we actually talked. Other than that, we should be straight, okay? So give me one second and stay with me on the line. 1 minute, please.
Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Health Line. My name is Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Jamara Shiro.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
It's good to hear. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
No.
You did not want to see if you can participate?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.